Welcome, my sales ops community. This is Sales Ops with Sales Strategic, and we are on episode 9. Some quick housekeeping. We are coming close to the end of season 1. We're going to do 10 episodes for season 1. So with that, we'll probably be taking a month break. I'm also going to be posting some of these episodes on YouTube as well, just to get a broader audience. But I wouldn't be remiss if I didn't thank you guys, all of you who have subscribed, all of you who are listening consistently, and just the amount of growth we've experienced in this short amount of time. So I thank you so much. As I always say, the goal of this podcast is just to give you the information you need to be efficient in your sales operations. I want to be able to give you information you may not hear elsewhere. And as I say, for my CEOs, sales leaders, founders, business owners, this podcast is for you. So hopefully you can take at least one thing from, or one concept. I told you I gotta stop saying things. If you could take one concept from what I'm presenting to you and to be able to apply it, would be huge. And so today we're actually gonna focus on different inefficiencies or skill gaps that can cause potential revenue loss or potential revenue to be uncollected. And that's what a revenue is. You may or may not have heard this concept before, but these leaks can occur at various stages of the sales process. And sometimes they can go unnoticed, and they can gradually impact your company's overall profitability. Before I get to what some of the leaks can be, a lot of what you're going to hear today is going to be redundant information. The reason why is because there's no secret sauce. Solutions that I've given you throughout these 9 episodes are solutions that not only should you apply to what you're doing, but you're going to hear that these solutions all intertwine with a lot of the problems that may arise in sales operations. So for example, I'm going to start off with how to prevent revenues, and then we'll identify them. You're going to prevent revenue leaks when using data analytics. You're going to prevent that by implementing real-time sales performance monitoring. So what that means is you're going to use analytic tools to track your key sales metrics in real time. And you've heard me say this before, conversion rates, deal cycle times. You're going to want to look at your pipeline velocity. And by continuously monitoring these metrics, you're going to be able to quickly identify trends. Now, think about this. These trends are more than likely going to indicate potential revenue leaks. And in this case, it could be sudden drops in your conversion rates. Have you ever experienced this from your sales teams? They were converting at a high level, and then all of a sudden, nobody can close. And then all of a sudden, the sales cycle increases. Well, more than likely, that's because of a revenue leak. And more than likely, you just haven't identified that yet. Because the real-time monitoring of these performance metrics can help you spot issues And it's going to enable you to use corrective actions. Another solution is going to be to conduct regular data quality audits. How often have you heard from your middle manager or your sales leader that your reps say, hey, that data isn't good? Or they'll say, these leads aren't converting because they're redundant or there's bad data in there. There's a lot of inaccurate data, right? Well, how often do you regularly audit your data in your CRM? Because you may get or you may buy a bunch of leads from, there's a ton of places, Zoom Info, Info USA. And you'll hear, especially if you're on LinkedIn or other platforms, you'll hear a bunch of people promote those entities, which is great because some of those platforms are great to get data. But once you get that data and once you have cycled through it, how often are you actually auditing that data? How often are you verifying that your leads and customer information is up to date? Because high quality data is going to be critical for accurate forecasting. It's going to be critical for your pipeline management and just your overall decision making. So think about this. By maintaining the clean data that you're going to have, you're going to reduce the risk of errors that can lead to missed opportunities. Or in other words, you're going to be missing the revenue leak that's there. So think about it from this standpoint as well. And we said this before, standardizing and streamlining your sales process. I think I've mentioned this in like three different episodes because you want to be able to create standardized workflows and processes for key sales activities, such as lead qualification, pricing, quoting, and contract management. And then you want to ensure that these processes are well documented. And here's the key: they need to be well documented and they need to be consistently followed. And then after they're consistently followed by your team, you want to make sure you're regularly reviewing it for efficiency. This is very important because when you standardize your processes and you streamline them, it reduces the chances of errors, such as pricing mistakes, contract discrepancies. And those are two things that can lead to revenue leaks. And then overall, right? Because you want to ensure that the sales team operates efficiently and you want to do that with fewer delays or bottlenecks because you want to make sure you're capturing as much revenue as possible. And one of the elephants in the room that was touched on briefly was making sure your sales and marketing are in alignment. Those two entities have to foster closer collaboration because you want to ensure that your lead gen, your qualification of your leads, and your nurturing processes are all aligned with this overall sales goals. So that's going to be implementing regular communication channels and making sure there's shared goals between both teams working in sync. And as you already know, because we've talked about this before, misalignment between sales and marketers can lead to poor lead quality, wasted resources, and those two things are going to contribute to revenue gains. So, what are some examples of some revenue gains? Well, we just talked about one of them, which is think about inefficient lead management. One you can think of that goes unnoticed is when you do have a brand new rep that comes in, or it could even be a seasoned rep. Think about the reps that burn through your leads. And I know everyone has heard that term before, burn through your leads. So they are conducting outbound or inbound processes. However, they're not converting to sales. So those missed opportunities is missed revenue. Because if you had a high functioning sales rep handling those leads, because of how you track conversion rates, you'll know that the rep that converts the highest is the one that should be handling those specific leads. However, we do have middle managers, we do have sales managers that sometimes they get a bunch of data, they put it into their CRM, and they give the leads to everybody. Now, one could say, well, shouldn't, if I have a bunch of SDRs, shouldn't I be able to just get that data to all my SDRs and I should just hope and pray that somebody's going to come up with some appointments? No. You have to be efficient with your lead management because poor handling of leads, meaning your SDRs aren't doing proper follow-ups, they have inadequate qualification. Again, you're not giving it to a high functioning SDR. You're giving it to a, and in this case, we'll use, for example, we'll use a brand new SDR. In that case, you're mismanaging your leads, and that is going to be a revenue leak. Another revenue leak could be inadequate sales forecasting. As CEOs, founders, owners, you have to make sure that when you're working closely with your sales leader, that you guys have the proper sales forecasting. Because poor sales forecasting is going to affect your revenue generation. And we talk about morale all the time. We talk about setting the expectations. If you forecast, or if you don't forecast properly, it definitely can lead to poor morale, which, as we know, poor morale equals inefficient work. I just work with a company. And for the past 2 years, well, I think it was really three, this company had 115 businesses that were utilizing their service. And this particular service, they wanted to jumpstart again and they wanted to get a ton of businesses to buy into it. Now, proper forecasting would be, okay, if in the past 3 years you had 115, how much did you grow within that past 3 years? Did you start at 115 or has it maintained at 115? So you meaning you've gained some businesses that took on a service and you also lost businesses that took on a service. And that's how you maintain that 115 number. So you want to look at historical data. I talk about this all the time. And I'm simplifying it right now as much as I can for this example. But the CEO mentioned for the end of Q2, end of Q3, I'm sorry, and the end of Q4, because they go by their fiscal year is a calendar year. This particular CEO said, I want 135 new businesses. Hopefully you guys fell out like I did when I heard that. And sometimes when you hear particular things, I said things, that's so funny. Sometimes you hear certain instances where it may not actually be the right fit that you, if you're somebody that's providing a contracting service, or if you are a if you are a consultant speaking in that type of mindset right now, it may not even be worth working with that CEO because it's unrealistic. But what you also know, getting back into the mindset of how of what we're talking about in this episode, you also know that having on average, because we're talking about a 4 to 5 month span, on average, 27 new businesses gaining into this service. But over the course of 3 years, you've only had 115. That's unrealistic if you don't have the processes in place. And this particular CEO did not have the processes in place. And it's even unrealistic to think you'll have that type of growth, even with the processes in place, because that means you have to go and look over those processes to understand where are the revenue leaks at? Why haven't we gotten more businesses, or why are more businesses canceling service? Inaccurate sales forecasting really hurts your business. And if you're a business that has inventory, look at it from this standpoint. Inaccurate sales forecasting can lead to poor inventory management because you can either overstock or you can understock, which is going to affect your revenue generation. How about high customer churn? That's a revenue leak. So if you're losing your existing customers due to poor customer service or unmet expectations, you're going to bleed revenue. And that's going to be especially if you're in like a subscription-based model. But even going back to this particular company, one of the reasons why they were really doing well is because they had a particular product that when they first presented it, they had a ton of businesses jump on it. Now, this isn't the same as the other product that I was talking about, but this is the same CEO. Well, other service I was talking about, this is the same CEO, though. So they had a ton of businesses and it was bringing in a ton of revenue. However, they set the expectations for their customers so high that they couldn't meet those expectations. Remember, I just mentioned unmet expectations can cause recurring revenue. So they didn't meet those expectations. And then guess what? Word of mouth spread. Businesses didn't want that particular product anymore, and they had to actually cancel that product altogether. So now they're out a ton of revenue. They had to cancel that product. They don't have processes in place for this existing service that's already been there that they haven't been growing. But they expect, because they're in a crisis, they expect for somebody to come in and be a miracle worker. And we talk about this all the time. Salespeople aren't miracle workers. Salespeople need processes and they need correct expectations just like everybody else. And in this case, their high customer churn cost them a ton of revenue. That was a revenue leak because they set expectations too high. Do not have your salespeople, or I should say, you need to have your sales leader, whoever their middle manager is, make sure they are monitoring the salespeople, and you make sure you're monitoring the message, because you want to make sure your message is consistent so that you're not setting expectations that you can't meet. Here's a good example of a revenue leak: uncollected payments. I bet you everybody can raise their hand right now that's listening. Oh, yeah, we have a ton of those. And the question would be, do you have somebody dedicated to collect that revenue? That's first and foremost. And then if you do have that human capital available, is that person efficient? And if they aren't efficient, have you equipped them with the proper skills, trainings necessary to be efficient? Because we just look at our bottom line sometimes and we say, oh man, we have X amount in our receivables. Excuse me. We have this amount of uncollected payments. Our person that's in charge of it is not being effective. You sure? Or are we as a company not being effective because we're not equipping that person? Failing to follow up on overdue invoices, allowing extended payment terms. I mean, I can give so many examples. And not having a proper oversight is all going to lead to revenue not being collected. And that's a major revenue. And I mentioned the solutions in the very beginning. And part of the solution to this would be to standardize and streamline your sales process. Again, making sure that you have the proper processes in place. For example, for uncollected payments, do you have a process in place? And let's just use the example that you get recurring payments from your customers every month. Let's say some of the uncollected payments are 60 to 90 days overdue. What processes do you have in place to be able to collect those payments? For example, when a card is declined, do you have automation put behind that process? Do you have an automated email go out to that customer? And it's okay if it's manual. To be more efficient, you want it to be automated. But let's say it's manual. How often after that missed payment are you processing the payment again? How many times do you try and process the payment again? What's your messaging when it's 30 days overdue? What's your messaging when it's 60 days overdue? What's your messaging when it's 90 days overdue? If you can't answer any of these questions, then you don't have the proper processes in place. And if you did answer those questions, however, you're not seeing good results, then that just means that you have to refine your processes. Another revenue leak, and I'll probably give two more, but another revenue leak that we don't think about is inadequate sales training. And this is just point blank. If you have insufficient training of your sales team, meaning you don't have the proper sales manager in place, or you don't know or haven't identified the skill gaps that are going to enable you to come up with the training that's going to fit your team. These are all results that need to happen, or I shouldn't say results that need to happen. These are all results that are going to lower your conversion rates because you haven't done those specific. You have to be able to maximize on your sales team by giving them the proper training in place. And then think about just your overall data and CRM management issues. And I talked about this earlier when I said, that you want to make sure you conduct regular data quality audits. That is a huge revenue leak as well. Poor data quality, such as outdated or incorrect information in your CRM, it will lead to missed opportunities, and it will lead to ineffective sales strategies, and it will lead to poor morale, which is poor production and you not hitting the revenue that you want. Like I said, some of what I'm telling you is redundant, but you're beginning to learn all the different terms, and it should all start coming together for you. And the biggest thing you should understand is there's no secret sauce. Because if you listen to me, and these are all issues and solutions that you've already identified, that's great. Like I said, hopefully you are able to take at least one thing from me and apply it. One nugget from me and apply it. But overall, there is no secret sauce at all. As always, hopefully this episode was informative. Thank you again for all the support you have shown me. Make sure if you can, subscribe to the podcast. If you can, review the podcast because that helps, especially on Spotify. Rate it, whatever stars you feel will be much appreciated. And just overall, thank you. I'll be back in 2 weeks. And that's going to wrap up season one, like I said earlier in this episode. And goodbye.